This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Loving ain't easy, and it sure ain't for the weak, but you gotta fight every battle. You gotta travel so far, because everything you want is on the other side of art. You gotta fight every battle. You gotta travel so far, because everything you want is on the other side of art. Because everything you want
so stiff
is on the other side of art.
We love you!
Lighter. Studio catches on fire. Oh my god. The frame TV was so flammable.
How is that fair, Samsung?
Back in the lab / studio.
That's right. IRL.
In the same room.
That's right.
Easier to edit without the Zoom.
Mm-hmm.
When you hang out in the same room.
Yep.
That was from Rex, who has an NYU.edu email address.
So you're either a student or recently removed.
Yeah, or just can't let go.
Can I talk about something? The other side of hard,
yep,
it's not fun to hear or say. Mm. I understand the spirit of the saying that you yeah. mentioned. Like, I think it's good for like a coach in a speech.
That's where it came from.
It doesn't translate to a song really at all.
Why is that? Like, just phonetically?
The other side of hard is just like, it's grating to hear.
You're just
I would want
sick
to hear that
it.
In a locker, like, what you want, like, working out the other side of hard, yes, yeah. It's motivating, but translated to lyrics, to hear them sung, respect to all of the musicians who have tried.
Yeah.
You can't make it work. I'm sorry, am I crazy?
Wow.
Casey, what do you, like, we're in the studio.
Wow.
Can you back me up on this?
Yeah, I don't know how it could work. I think it's possible, mm-hmm. but you gotta have some kind of magic.
Yeah.
Is it because the way it sounds like side of hard? Like it's
the
just
other
very, like,
side of hard.
It's just not fun to say.
I don't think hard is the right word to
yeah.
have in a song.
Hard is a soft word.
Yeah.
Soft is a hard word.
Huh?
Because it's like
hard is a hard word.
Yeah, hard is a soft word.
No, it's not
like
a soft
H, word. H-A is like, it's like yeah. not anything.
You have the hard
pump. Hard. That's a hard
no,
word.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Pump. It's kind of a hard word.
Yeah.
But the RD, that's hard.
Yeah.
Hard.
RD is good.
Yeah. Hard.
Trad is a hard word.
Yeah.
Hard.
Yeah. Like hard is soft.
No, it's not a soft word.
I think it's a soft word.
It's not.
Hard.
Yeah, you're saying it softly.
Hard.
Yeah.
You're saying that's a hard word.
It is a hard word.
Hard.
Yeah. Hard.
Hard. Weigh in. Weigh in below. Anyway, I haven't done a theme song before, writes Rex. But Everything You Want Is on the Other Side of Hard was too good to pass
up. It's not too good. It's a little trite, to be fair.
We definitely milked it more than that actual coach ever did.
Yeah, totally.
It's not his fault.
Yeah, no. Great coach.
So here's
good thing to come up with on the fly. Bad thing to make your mantra forever.
So here's my attempt at fully realizing your McCartney-esque idea.
McCartney, I don't think so.
Not Paul, just like
Jesse McCartney.
Andrew McCartney, the actor. If you could shout out my SoundCloud page, Local Radicals, that would be great too.
Cool.
We have an album coming out soon.
Local Radicals is a good name.
Yeah. Okay, so thanks, Rex. Thanks to you guys for submitting.
Yep.
We still need more theme songs, so now's the time, folks. And it doesn't have to be Other Side of Hard related.
Ideally, it's not.
It could be anything.
Yeah.
Like, whatever. Two dudes hanging out. It's fun to be there.
Two dudes hanging out. It's fun to be there. What do you say?
Yeah, or anything.
Like, that's perfect. Yeah. Just do that. That's better than Other Side of Heart, I think.
We have transitioned
from... Two dudes hanging out. Yeah, yeah. We're two guys in the same room. Woo! Do you have a problem with me?
I was saying that we transitioned away from TV jingle-ish at intro songs to, like, full musical songs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think we can start drifting back to 15, 30 seconds.
Yeah. I think that's cool.
Yeah.
TV musical.
Have you been watching the new Game of Thrones show?
I watched the first two episodes.
I hear they just used the Game of Thrones theme song.
Yeah, the first episode, I don't think they did. The second episode, they did.
That seems illegal.
Why? It's the Game of Thrones.
It's not, though.
Yes, it is.
Isn't it a prequel? Like, there's no of the same characters.
The game is the same.
Yeah, the game is the same, and it's the same houses. The same families.
I just think that they're cheating by saying, oh, here's the same theme song. So, like, it almost tries to trick the audience into thinking this is just a new Game of Thrones.
Then you could say that about literally every aspect of the show. Like, they're sitting on the Iron Throne. Mm-hmm. They're in King's Landing.
Is it called, like, Game of Thrones : Dragon Soup?
I think it's called House of the Dragon.
House of the Dragon. So yeah. Game of Thrones is not in it.
I don't think so.
So they can't use the theme song.
What are you fucking... Don't hold my hand. Who the fuck do you think you are?
I feel like we're on the same page finally about that.
Or not.
Because I was like, I don't watch Game of Thrones, and I heard Avital watching, and I was like, din, 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 din. I'm like, oh, is this Game of Thrones? She's like, no, it's like the new Game of Thrones style show.
They're doing that. Yeah, they're trying to, like, earn that, like, you know... They want to hit the fan in the heart. It's like, oh, here's that show you love. Don't worry, it's the same. But it actually, you know, I feel like that theme song was also triggering because season 8 was so bad.
So now it almost makes it the opposite.
They're erasing a mistake.
It's like if Better Call Saul used the Breaking Bad theme song.
Yeah, which I think rightfully, if they wanted to, they could.
It just doesn't feel right.
You don't even like the show.
I don't need to like it to weigh in as a critic. And I had some notes on episode 1.
Like, I didn't know any of the characters.
Which is fine because they're new. But at the same time, I felt like I was being left out in the dust.
Did you watch episode 1?
No, did you? Did you like it?
I didn't love episode 1. I thought it was like, it was a weak impression of Game of Thrones where they did a little bit of that, like, gratuitous violence just to be like, hey, this is that crazy show.
Edgy.
Yeah, but they didn't really set up enough. They didn't set up the characters enough to make me feel like anything for it. It just felt like kind of gross. But episode 2, it started to. Episode 2 was interesting. I heard episode 3 gets even better. So
there's also a Lord of the Rings show.
I haven't watched that yet, but I want to. Jill's making me watch other shit.
Interesting.
It's like, can we watch Lord of the Rings? And she's like, no, we have to watch Pachinko.
What's that?
It's a tale of South Korea and Japan in like the 1950s, 1980s, and today, or some version of that. Or maybe it's like the 1910s, the 1950s, 1980s.
Yeah.
And it's really beautiful, way, way more like meaningful and nuanced. But I'm just trying to watch a dragon
go ham.
Blow smoke up a Targaryen ass.
Don't blow smoke up my ass. And if she doesn't watch it, you can't watch it? Or do you guys ever go into different rooms and watch different shows?
She would do that. I'm too needy. I'm like, I want to just hang out together. So, like, we'll watch whatever we can both agree on. Uh-huh. And then I come to LA and I
binge.
Sometimes I have to record too late. But last night we got home early and I was able to watch an episode. What about you? Like, it sounds like you and Avital don't watch the same thing. Like, she'll watch Game of Thrones and you'll, what are you doing?
Jacking off? Yeah, I'm usually jerking it or like I'm in the office like cranking it. Yeah, I'm like, or
where do you
kitchen.
Fap while she's watching?
I'm either in the office jerking it or like I'm in the kitchen having like a cheeky fap or like if I'm in the bathroom.
Into the garbage disposal.
I get turned on or whatever. She's watching it and I'm like sort of jerking off in the bathroom.
You like
or
put
the
a fleshlight into the like your sliding glass door and between the sliding glass door and the wall.
The front door, the mail slot.
So and she's you'll pretend watching, you're watching a loop where you're sort of humping the fleshlight.
That's enough. Don't bring the dog into it.
Oh, God.
Oh, gosh. Oh, golly. No, we usually deviate because I'm watching sports.
Where do you watch sports? On your phone? On your computer?
Either like she's watching on her laptop, I'm watching on the TV, or I'm watching on an iPad, she's watching on the TV.
I see. But you're hanging out in the same room.
Sometimes we separate. Like if I need to listen to something.
Yeah, you don't put headphones on and just hang out on the couch?
Don't put headphones on, no.
All right.
Speaking of shows, this is a advice podcast after all.
That's right.
People are in desperate need of our advice. It's called If I Were You.
With Jake.
And Amir.
And Amir, yeah.
Sometimes we record over Zoom remote. Sometimes we're in the same room. Sometimes we're wearing the same color shirt.
Isn't that interesting?
And red is kind of rare for us. I feel like we both only have one red shirt.
This is my only red t-shirt.
Yeah, I think so too for me.
Very cool. You know, this is the t-shirt that I... Actually, I have two, but the other one's too small. Anyway, this is the shirt that I wore in the last episode of Jake and Amir.
Wow. There are pictures of you in that shirt, but it's green, right?
There might be. I know there's another thing where I have like a green shirt and they made it red. So it might be that.
Right.
In like Photoshop afterwards. Yeah.
Yeah. Or it was like orange and they made it green or something like
that. Yeah. Like the soap like one. That. Oh, yeah. The Turn Soap into Sun is a green shirt. And I think they made it orange.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good shirt.
It's a great shirt. Okay. This is about a lady who fell in love on a vacation to LA.
Okay.
You're on somewhat a vacation in LA right now.
Indeed.
So we'll call this lady.
Who's a famous Los Angelino.
Oh, gosh. There's so many to name.
Yeah, it's a city of stars.
Yes, so exactly.
Toss any celebrity out. They probably live here.
Yeah.
Just think of a celebrity.
Like the queen.
No, she's dead and in
famous.
England, she's famous, yeah.
She's a celebrity, basically.
Okay, fine. Do you want to use the queen?
Right. I feel a little wrong because it was her funeral the other day.
Yeah. So why don't you just come up with any...
Actually, Meghan Markle's from LA.
Perfect.
She's in line to the throne.
I don't think she is.
Okay. Meghan Markle writes, she's from the Valley.
Why don't you read the question?
All right.
Don't make small talk with me.
This is funny. I'm a 28-year-old female from Canada.
God.
She was just visiting LA.
Well, that's fine. Yeah. That's fine. Yeah. Do you want to come up with a fucking famous Canadian? Alanis Morissette.
Well, the
Go
queen
ahead.
Did kind of rule over Canada.
Fine. Perfect. We'll use the queen, even though it's a little bit in poor taste.
Yeah. And it's important.
Mm-hmm.
Queen Elizabeth II.
Do you hate it?
How about we just call her Liz?
Perfect.
Liz writes, I'm a 28-year-old female from Canada. I actually met you guys at your live show in Calgary.
Whoa. Blast from the past.
I recently went to LA on a girls' trip for Labor Day weekend. We had nonstop things planned. Hiking, surfing, shopping, Dodger game, etc. And honestly, I had no plans to party that hard. But lo and behold, we went out our first night there and I met a guy.
Okay.
I wonder where they went out.
Button Mash near awesome. Dodger Stadium. Yeah.
That's really cool. So it's sort of like drinks and Asian fare pregame.
Mm-hmm.
You're sort of playing games. Maybe one thing led to
another.
And
is he playing games?
I don't think good. So. Air hockey. You're both sort of dueling sombrero puck thing situation. Uh-huh. And then like you do a slap shot and it fucking like jams your
jumps
pinky.
Up, chips his tooth. You guys hook up on the way to the dentist.
What? We immediately hit it off. And had the exact same sense of humor and just laughed and chatted all night. We ended up hanging out the next two evenings as well. And we slept together both of those nights.
Good shit.
Wow. When I left on Monday morning, we were texting, but the messages got further and further apart. Eventually, I accepted defeat, gave his last text a thumbs up, and figured this was a fun weekend fling, but that's all it will be. All
right.
He ended up texting me yesterday after chatting a while. I mentioned that I'm planning to go to San Diego for Canadian Thanksgiving, and that if he can swing it, should meet me there. He said that he would like to see me and will look into it, but when I responded to keep me updated, he didn't reply. Now I just don't know what the next play is. Is there a perfectly crafted text I can send that asks whether he wants to see each other again slash figure it out, if, or should I let this go forever? I know it's naive to think a long-distance two-night stand could ever lead to anything more, but I've never felt such a connection to someone before, and it's hard to let go of that excitement. I realize this would be a grand generalization, but are most late-20s guys in L.A. still looking to live the single life? And was I just some no-strings-attached fun? Any advice or input you could have would be greatly appreciated. P.S. Fate on Shuffle has been on every single one of my summer playlists. That shit slaps. Mini dab.
Mini dab. Tiny
mini dab.
Dab. Good, good
dab.
Shit. Fate on Shuffle. Pop it on. Put it on that Spotify playlist. Okay.
So she was visiting.
Mm-hmm.
Slept with a guy
a twice. Two-night stand.
So it was more than just a one-night stand.
Right. Two-night stand.
That means more, doesn't it?
I think, well, here's the thing. Like, was I just a no-strings-attached fling for the weekend? Yes, you were. But he was, too. I think that was kind of probably the vibe and maybe why it was light and fun and easy or whatever. But now you're asking, how do I parlay that into a longer-term thing?
Yeah.
I feel like trying to get the answer that you want is not going to get you the result that you want. You
want, is it like self-sabotage to be like, we should meet up in San Diego? That might scare him off.
I think that's fine to be like, we should meet up in San Diego, but to get confirmation that, like, so do you want to meet up in San Diego? Yes, I want to. Like, that will make you feel, it'll settle your anxiety right now about does he want to see me, but I don't think that following that road is actually going to result in him wanting to see you. Does that make sense?
So, like, she's kind of anxious to be in this gray area of, like, do we have a plan or not?
Yeah, definitely.
But then if she, like, tries to concretize the plan, right. It might...
Can you just tell me yes or no if we have a plan? Then it'll be like, well, let's not.
Because of that attitude.
Yeah. So I think while it's hard, on the other side of hard, you have a better chance by just being like, sweet, like, you're going to let me know. And, like, just if you feel like chatting, talk about anything else because you had a lot in common.
Yeah.
You guys vibed. Mm-hmm. So keep on doing that without worrying about, like, but will I see you again? Because you can't until you go to San Diego anyway.
Yeah.
So you just have to keep the vibe alive, then go to San Diego, then make it happen.
Yeah, it's almost like a candle that can extinguish completely or go off.
Exactly.
Go
off. We're piling the kindling on, and the kindling is the flirting, it's the fun chatting, not the firming up of plans. The firming up of plans is the structure. It'll smother the fire.
It's a wet log.
It's
not kindling.
It's a wet log. So let's keep on putting the kindling on there.
It needs to be dry leaves.
Yeah.
Right. Like a text that's not about the plan.
Exactly. That's a dry leaf.
That's a twig.
Yes.
A twig.
Every time you look at a text, you know, try to decide if it's dry or wet. Is it small? Will it catch?
Yeah.
Or is it a smothering text?
What do you think a twig could be an acronym for? Text without...
Oh, text without a goal.
That's twag.
Yes.
And you fumbled the ball at
text
the one.
Without eagle. Eagle.
That's... not a word. That's T-W-E-I. Text without eagle, eagle? Obviously not.
Okay.
Text without implied
goals.
That's good. You have to throw twigs
implicit
on there.
Implicit goal.
Oh, that's good.
Okay.
Text without implicit goals. So it's not like, hey, are we going to fucking do this or not?
Yeah.
Get off the pot. You have to act like sort of like, hey, I'm here. It's cool. Whatever. Mm-hmm. Let's meet up or not.
Right. Act like you don't feel.
Yeah. But at the same time, you don't know what this other guy's thinking. It could have been just a fun. He could have heard, oh, she's in Canada, and that's exciting because then I won't have any local obligations to hang out more.
But the further you go along this road of being like, oh, wow, she's actually really fun to talk to. You know, maybe the text moved to a FaceTime, moves to like him going from like, oh, this is fun because she's in Canada. There's no pressure, no strings, to, oh, wow, this is fun, but I wish you weren't in Canada. I wish you were here. Yeah. You know, like it's just it's a slow burn, to continue the twig metaphor.
This was sent in September. Just a couple days ago. Yeah. So Canadian Thanksgiving, I think, is in October. So maybe she can give us an update then.
Perfect.
And if you're listening to this, Lynn, let's not say her name.
You already did.
Not that it matters. If you're listening to this, where did you go out to meet this guy? Would love to know. West Side, East Side? Was it indeed Button Mash?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Definitely want to know.
Okay. Let's take a break, thank some sponsors, come back and answer more questions after these. Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show. We love Squarespace.
That's correct. I use Squarespace over and over again, all the time. It is my go-to.
Yeah, you've built multiple websites.
Yes.
It's kind of insane. You're like almost a Squarespace entrepreneur at this point. You must have made, what, 3, 5, 50 websites?
I am a mogul. Yeah, I am a scion of Squarespace.
So you know how easy it is to design, and you don't need to know much programming, if any, at all, to create a professional-looking online store, portfolio, blog, vlog. Hell, you'll even create a slog.
I have created a slog, and it is a slog.
Yeah, yeah. That's a secret vlog.
Right.
You can even purchase domain names through Squarespace. Jake, what did you find that people can buy right now?
Fly a bike. You've heard of fly a kite. Well, how about you fly a bike? That's where you tie a string to a bike and run with it and see if it will fly. And if it does, you'll post it on this website, flyabike.com. Thanks, Sharks.
That's pretty good, actually. Yeah. Mine is bikeafly.com, which is also available.
Really?
Yep.
You can bike a fly? That's good.
Yeah, you put a little flea on like a bike. You're like, oh my God, look at this tiny little circus.
Yeah. All right. Cool. That's really smart.
So if you want to buy those domain names, or maybe somebody in your life is turning 50 and you want to buy them a website to show you how much you appreciate them, you can buy their full name.com if it's available. You can do it all.
Gorgeous.
And you can also do email campaigns. You can sell content. They got award-winning customer service. They even got a new AI tool called Squarespace AI to update written content on any website, product description, or email. So it can generate instant personalized results for your brand, which is kind of cool.
Very cool.
So to get access to all these cool features and more, just head to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain by using that code segments.
Baller.
Yeah, that's squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase. And then when you're ready to launch, you'll just use that code segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Squarespace.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
And we're back. Jake, do you have any?
Oh, it's a letter to the fire. Mom, I'm coming.
You know what I do this week? It's called thrifting for
thrifting.
Your clothes.
So like shopping. Going to secondhand.
Secondhand, yeah. Not okay. Buying new clothes anymore.
Is that you're all in, or like you like a mix of old and new?
I haven't bought anything in a, I guess I like new plain white t-shirts. But yeah, and new socks, new underwear, of course.
Of course. But pants and shoes?
Pants
and shirts?
Not shoes.
No.
Mate, come on.
Yeah.
Not pants either.
No, God no. Just shirts.
Well,
yeah, well, not really shirts.
No, yeah, pants.
I bought a jacket once.
Pants, t-shirts, regular shirts, jackets. I think they're, I find that they're better quality.
Better ingredients.
Everything about thrifting them feels better.
Okay, here's my two problems with thrifting.
Okay.
One, the clothes kind of smell funny.
Right, when you buy them, but you wash them.
And then they smell just like normal clothes?
Yeah, yeah. Wash them on high heat with your laundry and you're going to be fine.
Two, they fit weird. Like, they're not normal fitting. It's like, this is how people wore shirts in the early 70s. And, like,
yeah,
the sleeves are long or the thing is shorter. It's not boxy or it is boxy. Like, I can never figure out the style of it.
Totally. I mean, you have to try on a lot of mildly smelly clothes.
Yeah.
But I think that when you find something that fits in the thrift store, it's really satisfying. You also can take it to a tailor. I have a tailor in the city that I like.
Tailor your t-shirts?
Not t-shirts, but a regular shirt. T-shirt, I feel like most thrift store t-shirts are better than regular shirts because they've like been washed and dried. They're not going to shrink in the wash. The colors aren't going to run.
But aren't like old shirts like half polyester? Like they're just like made out of weirder materials. I can never quite get comfortable in an old shirt from like the 70s or 80s.
Old t-shirts to be significantly more comfortable.
Interesting. And so do you go to a specific place or is it just like any thrift store in the city?
I mean, anyone that looks cool. In my neighborhood, I'll just be walking past one and I'll pop in.
Mm-hmm.
There are a few near me that I like.
And what's been your best find so far?
There's a place called Awoke Vintage, which isn't like, it's not like going to Goodwill or something. It's still kind of expensive.
There's a difference between like Salvation Army and thrift stores, right? Like one is like $2 a t-shirt and then the other one's like, oh, this is actually $180.
Right. There's the curated shops where they've gone to the Goodwills. They've gone to the Salvation Armies and they've gotten like the clothes that are stylish now and you can buy the thrifted version of it. You pay a premium for it, but it's slightly better than going to the store.
Yeah.
But it's bad when you go to a place that's supposed to be curated and they clearly just like dove through a bin at like Salvation Army and are charging three times as much.
Yeah.
But anyway, there are some that are really well curated. I think my best find though was an old pair of Levi's 505s.
Oh, wow, just jeans.
Like, yeah. Aged to perfection. The kind of jeans that you have to wear for 10 years before they look like that.
And
someone else did it for me. Yeah.
And you don't mind that. The fact that somebody probably died in those pants.
I don't think they died in the pants.
That's in play.
No, not really.
Yeah, kind
of. It's not really in play.
It's kind of in play.
How?
Because somebody passes away.
Wearing their jeans? Or
yes.
You feel like maybe they're wearing a hospital gown or more comfortable clothes because they die in bed.
It would be, or a sudden death situation.
A sudden death. If it's a sudden death, then it might be like bloody and they might be stained.
Yeah, or maybe like a heart attack.
Like some guy was just walking down the street and had an aneurysm and crumpled to the ground and died.
Yeah, exactly.
And his loved ones were like, let's donate these jeans.
No, it's like, let's strip the body because now it's time for us to praise the body.
Well, actually, if that happens, if he dies in those pants, they probably cut them off.
Yeah. And so then do they fit if it's like sliced down the side like that?
They don't.
Yeah, that's why I never like can get fully comfortable in that.
No one died in these pants. They're just jeans.
Okay.
And I did buy a hospital gown, but that's different.
Because it opens in the front, which I thought was interesting.
And someone was operated on in it, but they survived. Barely.
Yeah. All right. Have you bought winter clothes, jackets?
Not this season. I bought a fall jacket last year.
Wow.
But I'm going all in on it. And I think it's nice to not support fast fashion. I'm trying to do that less because I was getting too many clothes just like
Amazon
delivered to my front door. It's like you order two sizes, you send one back.
Mm-hmm.
And at the very least, I want to start shopping in person. And beyond that, I want to start secondhand shopping. Better for the environment, better for my body.
Have you gotten rid of clothes?
Yeah, I get rid of clothes all the time. I make a big pile and I let Micah go through it. And then I take what he doesn't want and I give it to my dad. And if my dad doesn't want it, then it goes to Goodwill.
And then, but like you still have shirts from like 15 years ago as well.
Yeah. I hang on to my, like this shirt that I'm wearing is from, I think I bought this when I was 20.
Wow. I'll buy it off of you.
How much?
$4.
Okay.
Sure. Let's switch.
Right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead.
You first.
Giant tattoos. I knew it. I fucking knew it. All right. Maybe I'll, because I haven't done it since like my early 20s, the thrift style shopping.
Yeah. I feel like there was a time where he's like, oh, we're going to go look for like cool t-shirts at Salvation Army.
Yeah.
And it's more like, there's a nice, the Bearded Beagle. It's just up the street. We'll go off to work. You don't want to hang out with me?
I'm down to hang out during work, but I really don't want to do after work shit with you anymore.
Okay. That's...
Ah, shit. I'm a fucking migraine. Damn you. Why did you fucking talk about that? Shit. Can you read this? I have a fucking... What's it called?
Migraine.
Not... Yeah, but like... when the colors are like starting to swirl.
Why don't we take a break? Because you said something that was pretty hurtful to me, and you also appear to be unwell.
We can power through.
I'd rather not. Why don't we take five?
No, because we haven't answered a question this act.
Okay.
God damn it!
I didn't do anything. I don't feel like I should
An
be blamed.
Ocular migraine, I think it's called, or some shit.
Yeah. Why don't you let me read the next question or something?
I'll forward it to you.
You
I really
want me
will
to touch your shit.
My computer is covered in. Oh no! Here I got it. This one. Okay. Can I ask out a Twitch streamer? This is from another lady.
Okay.
We'll call her Zelda.
Nice.
Zelda is the princess, the lady that needs to be.
You're over explaining the
Link
name.
Is the character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
A couple of details. Should I ask out a Twitch streamer that I've been following for about a year?
Got it.
A couple of details. He's on the East Coast. I'm in California.
Great. Long distance.
So it wouldn't be much of an ask out as an ask to do a literal online date. He's definitely single, and I'm pretty sure he is interested in women, but I've never met him in person. He only knows that I exist as a username that pops up in the chat. He doesn't know what I look like or who I am other than what I reveal in the chat. I only Twitch Prime to his channel. No donation or gifted subscriptions, so I'm not an important financial supporter to his community, but he doesn't have that many viewers, maybe around 80 to 150 on an average day. So he does know my name and messages in the chat, and as an aside, I know he does read my messages because he'll address my username slash message or read the message out loud.
I feel like your best chance for success... There's an in-between step here from being in the chat, non-prime user, he responds to your messages, to will you go on an online date with me?
Yeah.
Something needs to happen in between there. 'Cause
she's going from A to C.
Yeah.
And there's no B
mm-hmm.
situation.
Yeah.
So he has to see her in a way.
Yeah.
An email?
No. Mm. No, I wouldn't say that.
A DM.
I'm trying to be nice, but the answer is no.
Jake's the Twitch streamer.
The answer is a little bit no, right?
Well, maybe not. Like,
maybe
he's
not.
A gamer
maybe
and
not.
She loves watching games. It could be a perfect fit.
But for you to be like, you don't even support the Twitch channel financially to just be like, let's go on an online date. Like, let's enter into a long-distance relationship. How's that?
Yeah.
I like to watch you play video games. How'd you like to be my boyfriend from across the continent?
So she should donate to his channel first?
She should follow him on Instagram or TikTok.
That's good.
Something where you can see each other and see if the physical vibe is there and matches the emotional vibe that actually only is felt currently one way, you to him. Mm. So yeah, there's an in-between step. Why don't you move it to another app?
A DM search.
An app maybe where there's a bit more, I don't know anything about Twitch, but I feel like an app where there's a little more like one-to-one engagement rather than like you chatting and him like shouting out a bunch of people.
Yeah. I've been dabbling with Twitching again / now TikTok does video game live streams. So you can do it integrated into there.
Oh, we should do the TikTok video game live. Can we do it together?
We can do, well, I got a key that lets me stream from my computer / TV to TikTok directly.
Wow. So I wonder if there's a way for
but
you and
like
I to play.
Not like me and you in a separate room.
Got
we
it.
Have to be in front of my computer.
All right, so we'd have to do it when I'm in town.
Yeah.
But I want to do the thing where we play GoldenEye against each other.
That's good. GoldenEye is not available yet, but it will be soon, and then we can do it.
That's good.
Yeah, as soon as you, we could probably YouTube and or Twitch that.
Great.
Just not TikTok right now.
Yeah. Okay. We should do that.
But yeah, find his Instagram and or Twitter and or TikTok or whatever.
Yeah.
Have a one-on-one chatting situation.
Right.
With
you can try to move it to one-on-one without asking him out yet. Try to move it to a one-on-one situation, another platform. Get off Twitch.
As a gamer,
mm-hmm.
and like I say this just strictly as a video gamer.
Yeah.
I can't have anything clouding my shit when I'm fucking in front of the tube like that.
What games do you play?
Tetris.
You know, you do the mini golf, right?
Yeah, I do a virtual reality mini golf. And I can't have like a girl in my life clouding that. I have to be 100% all in or I'm all out.
You don't have to worry about a girl entering your life and drawing your attention away from Tetris. I wouldn't worry about that.
Because like I'm trying to set up like
all the... What's the highest level you got to in Tetris?
4. Because then they start coming down pretty fast.
Yeah.
And like I'm like constantly thinking about girls.
They cloud my vision whether I want them to or not.
The siren song is too loud for me. And then I can't set up that alleyway where like one long piece gets a Tetris and since...
Yeah.
Whatever.
In level 4 you can't do that?
Well, yeah, level 3. Level 3 is my max and I've never been to level 4. Basically, I've gotten 29 lines.
Man, that sucks.
Yeah, thank you. The easy part is keeping the women away.
At bay.
Yeah, at BAE. Okay, let's take another break. Thank some sponsors. Come back and answer more questions after these. Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
It can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin, but that's not helping anybody.
Right on. It is not.
If you're feeling depressed or anxious about the state of the world or some sort of interpersonal relationship you're having with family, friends, loved ones, your job potentially.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's true.
The best way to help yourself out of life's difficult situations is to talk to a professionally licensed therapist. And the best way to find a therapist is with BetterHelp.
Exactly. Right.
Finding a therapist used to be so difficult. You used to like have to ask a friend of a friend, drive to a waiting room, give it a shot, see how it goes. But with BetterHelp, you just fill out a brief questionnaire, you get matched with a licensed therapist right away, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Perfect.
And you know the whole thing's online too.
Oh yeah. So you don't have to drive somewhere. You don't have to sit anywhere. You can just log on from your house. You can even text your therapist, which is very nice.
That's cool. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Just visit betterhelp.com/segments today to get 10% off your first month. Therapists can be very expensive. With BetterHelp, they're affordable. And if you go to betterhelp.com/segments, you'll even get an extra 10% off their already more affordable price for your first month.
You'll love to hear it.
So treat your mental health seriously. Take advantage of this great offer. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/segments.
Segments.
Thank you, BetterHelp. This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura. And we're back.
Yeah.
We got one last question about a college roommate trouble.
Okay.
It's a twin-related question.
Twins.
That's right. So we'll call him Dave or Jeff.
Let's go Jeff. I saw him more recently.
I love the podcast and was wondering if you can help me out. I just got accepted into Indiana University and I'm in the process of picking a dorm and a roommate. I found the perfect place to live, but my twin brother wants to be my roommate.
Mm.
I really wanted to branch out and meet new people, but I also don't want to let my bro down. Should I try looking for a new roommate or live with my twin brother for a year? Any advice would be greatly appreciated.
This reminds me of the story that Jeff and Dave went to the same school freshman year.
Oh.
They both went to James Madison.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And they lived in different dorms.
Uh-huh.
And they would pass each other on campus and pretend they didn't know each other. They look more different now, but at the time they were identical twins.
Yeah.
Two guys, they would pass each other and not even say hello.
Just and, so like if one person saw that, they'd be like, what?
Yeah. And sometimes people would say to Jeff, hey, Dave, and he would say, hey. Yeah. Just basically kind of assume his identity for a brief spell.
So they would pretend that the other didn't exist to the point where it's like, I don't not only want to live with you, but I don't even want to like acknowledge that you exist.
You don't exist to me. Yeah. And like, and also not even acknowledging the other person's existence to strangers, because you would be like, hi, Dave. And rather than being like, no, Dave is my twin, I'm, they would just be like, yo.
And then Jeff was like, I can't handle this anymore. I'm moving to NYU.
Yeah, I don't think he ever liked James Madison as much as Dave did.
Interesting.
Yeah.
It must be a nature versus nurture thing.
Uh-huh. I get the I mean, yeah, I think you should just tell your brother that you want to – you don't have to make it about him. You don't have to be like, I don't want to live with you. You just make it about you. Say, I would love to live with you, but I really want to have like an independent time at school.
Yeah. Did you have this option where it's like, do you want to live with someone or do you want to live with a stranger?
I think in my school, you maybe could have like requested a roommate and they've granted them. And I also know that like freshman year, some people like traded dorms once we made friends. But yeah, I didn't know anybody. So I just rolled the dice.
Yeah. I mean, it seems like a totally normal ask. And it might be slightly offensive at first, especially if he wants to live with you. It's like you could still make friends and live with your twin. But it's a little weird to have identical twins in the dorm, the same dorm.
I mean, I get both sides because I get why he wants – he was like, oh, it'll be more comfortable
than living with a total stranger.
Yeah, it'll be better. Yeah. But you're like, well, I actually want the college experience.
Which is to potentially have a bad roommate.
Yeah. But you don't have to do it for – you don't have to do it for that long. If it's awful, it's a, if it's awful, you can move. So I say roll the dice. See if you can make a brand new friend. Have the like the real college experience. Maybe you'll be like, wow, my brother was right and I want to move in with him, but he got a great roommate. He doesn't want to live with you anymore. He actually wants to divorce you as your brother.
He wants to legally untwin. Could you do that? Make me different enough?
Yeah. You request a new birthday.
I'll still be your cousin, but I just don't want to be your brother or your twin.
Yeah.
Were your dorms bigger than this room? Like our dorms were half the size of this room, and then sometimes it was three strangers, 18-year-old dudes just living in a small box like this.
I think my dorm was probably the exact size of this room.
Holy smokes.
Maybe a tiny little bit wider.
So a little.
Because we had the bunk beds over there.
Yeah.
Ken on the bottom, me on the top.
Yeah.
My computer over there.
Classic.
Where that door is.
Yeah.
Ken's computer here.
Yeah.
And then along this right here, we had two reclining chairs.
Wow.
That we picked up at Salvation Army.
Holy smokes. And you brought them into the room?
Mm-hmm. Brought them into the room. Mini fridge there.
Could you do that? Add furniture to your dorm?
Yeah, it was legal.
Video
it was
games, fine. TV, did you get a big screen?
Yeah, we had we had the mini fridge there with the TV on top of the mini fridge.
Wow. Big TV?
I don't think it was big.
Yeah.
No.
Big TVs cost a lot of money back then.
Yeah. But Ken worked at Best Buy, so we got it for a discount.
Holy shit. Yeah. Ken was a 51-year-old manager, right? You met Ken the day before you were supposed to start college.
Ken was a non-matriculated 51-year-old man manager with a family of four who actually shared the dorm with us.
Our TV was so small, but like... You know, because TVs were expensive. So, like, we had, like, a little small, like, tube television.
Yeah.
But we had one of the few TVs in the hallway or in the dorm hall. And I remember I started college September of 2001. So when 9/11 happened, everybody was just in my room watching that TV. But I was still sleeping. So I woke up and a bunch of people were in my room watching a small TV.
That's crazy.
And that's how, like, I found out about 9/11.
Wow. What a fucking moment.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy, too. Like, you went to school in 2001, and it was so different even 3 years later when I went to school for the first time.
In 2004?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because like, by then, it's like Wi-Fi. Everyone had, we had, like, flat screen TVs in our Yeah, didn't have flat screen. And we also had like big computers, like, you know, a computer with a monitor that you had to bring in. Yeah. No laptops quite yet.
I got my first laptop at school, but it didn't have Wi-Fi.
You had to like plug into the Ethernet. Yeah. And then like, did 9/11 like rock your college experience, or was that like
not college? Yeah, that, it was, you know, it was 4 years after.
Yeah. Any tragedy, national or otherwise, that sort of defined your first week at college, I'm wondering.
It didn't have to be on the scale of the Yankees blew the ALCS against the Red Sox. I think we got swept.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. Johnny Damon hits a towering grand slam in game four. No chance of a comeback. I think that doesn't matter.
I mean, yeah, kind of. Like, because that was
George Bush won that year too.
Oh, that's
that
nice.
Was. I remember on election night going to bed, everyone on my floor, as the results came in, chanting four more years.
Oh, they all liked Bush.
Loved him. And I remember just leaning against my pillow and being like, I have to transfer. I can't be here.
I'm too big of a John Kerry fan to be at this school.
Yeah, everybody fucking loved Bush at that school.
Four more years.
Yep.
Then you ended up going to John Kerry's school.
That's correct.
Hunter.
Hunter. Did you go to Hunter?
No. But you didn't transfer to Hunter, did you?
No, I transferred to John Kerry's actual school, Southern Connecticut State University.
He's the first presidential candidate to go to a Southern Connecticut State
school. SCSU. Yeah.
Did we answer this guy's question? You can. It's fine to tell your brother that you don't want to live with him?
Yeah, I don't think you're going to hurt his feelings, especially if you don't make it like, I don't want to live with you. Just make it about, you know, enriching your own personal experience.
Cool. All right. Thanks for writing in questions. If you got questions or theme songs, we need more. Send them all down to ifireuseshow@gmail.com.
That's right. It's the perfect time. We've cleaned out the inbox. We're reading them as they come in now. You heard us read one from September.
Yeah.
That's this month.
Exactly.
That's right now.
Oh, wow. I emailed the lady to see where in LA did you meet this guy, and she responded.
What did she say?
A follow-up pup within the same episode.
That's incredible. This doesn't usually happen.
This is so cool.
We could almost start doing live callers.
Wow. She said, hey, can you not email me here? I just meant to sort of ask the chat show, and now it feels like you're taking it personally.
Mm, yeah.
Please do not read my question on the show. I wonder if we can
we have to retake that whole segment.
Okay, here we go. So my friend went to San Francisco a few months ago and met a group of guys. While we were there at the Dodger game, she posted a story on Instagram, and one of the San Francisco guys said he was also in LA and to come to the Victorian that night. Where's the Victorian? Do you know that, Casey?
No, I've never been there.
The Victorian. Los Angeles. Oh, it's a Santa Monica thing. That's
got it.
Makes sense.
There you go. Wow. So they went from Dodger Stadium to Santa Monica.
Very long drive.
Yeah.
We went briefly, but ended up going to someone's place to play drinking games after last call. Wow. The place we ended up at was my guy's apartment.
There it is.
As a brief update to the below, we've still been texting relatively frequently, and there are some loose plans to meet up, but it's very non-committal. Mm-hmm. I'm at a weird place where I'm super excited about him and still intrigued by just how much we hit it off, but also logically know that there's a good chance we mutually fade away. Again, any advice would be interested. Love you guys.
Amazing.
So well, does that change anything?
No, I think the advice is still in line. It sounds like she might have been doing it on her own anyway. They're still like chatting, flirting, and the plans are remaining non-committal, which I think is the correct vibe.
Yeah. It seems like Instagram is now like more of a dating app than actual dating apps now.
Yeah. For sure.
You say like, hey, I'm here. People respond. DMs, it's an instant feeder.
Yeah.
And then like the grid, the actual main feed of Instagram is dead.
Right.
Like who's posting just like a picture of like me on my birthday?
That's me.
You do that every day.
Yeah. Every year. Yeah. I do it every day? Did you say I do it every day? Sorry, did you say I do it every day? You said I did it every day. No, I don't. I do it on my birthday. My birthday every day? Or do I have one birthday a year?
Just give me the fucking turdy. Clearly, that's what you're angling for or something.
That's a turdy. That's an absolute turdy. You fucking fumbled your joke. The misspeak. There you go. And it's a golden mic for me for catching you on that bullshit.
What about before that? If I hadn't brought that up at all.
It's tough to say. It's tough to say. You had a couple good cracks this episode. You might have gotten the golden mic.
You sort of talked about me fucking a door for a while.
Oh, I would have got the golden mic for that. Yeah.
What? Do you like that?
Yeah, that was good.
All right. Well, thanks for, Queen Elizabeth for writing in.
My God.
More insight, more videos of us on our Patreon, patreon.com/JA.
Ja.
And of course, if you listen to this and want to watch it, it's on our YouTube channel, the If I Were You Show YouTube channel. Thanks for writing in. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. And we'll be back next week. Goodbye, everybody.
Loving ain't easy. And it sure ain't for the weak. But you gotta fight every battle. You gotta travel so far. Because everything you want is on the other side of art. You gotta fight every battle. You gotta travel so far. Because everything you are is on the other side of art. Because everything you want is on the other side of art.
That was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news. We're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will.
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.